sustainability is here to stay and will only have much bigger focus in the coming years. We used to say that years back, sustainability was nice to have, but today, sustainability is definitely need to have for companies. Consumers are demanding it, their business partners are demanding it. It's all the way around. Your business must be sustainable.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Michael Stausholm, CEO and founder of Sprout World. Make the world sprout. Michael joins us from Copenhagen, Denmark. Welcome, Michael. And I apologize if I mispronounced your last name.
Thank you very much. And no, you did it perfect.
So in the business world, pre-COVID, and probably again in the very near future, things look hopeful in general. We will be able to attend in-person conferences, trade shows, events, and we are all guilty of doing this. Picking up branded promotional items, may it be a keychain, a t-shirt, a mug, a pen drive, that we really don't need but definitely want. How large is this branded merchandise industry?
Oh, that's a huge business. I mean, in the US alone, it's a $1 billion business every year. It's used by all kinds of companies for their promotions. So it's big. It's very big.
I think in the US, it's about $24 billion.
That sounds about correct. And probably more or less the same in Europe. And probably, again, the same in Asia, for instance. It's a huge business.
To define promotional branded merchandise, this is what we get when we go to trade shows. We get the pen with the name of the company or a logo, or we get maybe even a plastic bag to put the seminar materials. And most conferences and even most businesses have to do this to promote their business. And there's really no way of getting around it. I feel that what has contributed to the explosion is the minimum quantities, right? So if I order 200 pens versus 1,000 pens, the price difference is almost half, you know, so I can get pens for with my name of, say, Mindful Businesses with my logo for anywhere from 8 cents to 15 cents. And this has caused an explosion, right? Because I order far more than what I need.
That's true. I think the biggest problem with the promotional industry over the past 20, 30 years, whatever, is that it has been all about quantity instead of quality. Companies wanted to reach as many people as possible. And in order to do that, you needed to pay a very low price, which means you often purchase cheap key hangers from China or USB things or just very cheap T-shirts. But fortunately, over the past few years, it has become very much a focus of companies to purchase more sustainable merchandise, which is of a much higher quality and which makes a much bigger difference to the world. So it makes much more sense to purchase, let's say, 2,000 pieces of something that is sustainably made rather than 10,000 pieces of plastic ball pens. Because the problem with plastic ball pens, for instance, is that we have over the years received so many different plastic ball pens with logos on them. And so what happens is you receive another one, either goes straight to the garbage bin or you bring it home and it goes into a drawer where you have 100 different logo plastic ball pens already. It just doesn't make any impact on the receiver.
What is the impact of all the excess that we consume?
It's an enormous amount of plastic, for instance. Let's just take again the plastic ball pen. Every day, 24 million pieces of plastic ball pens are produced and sold all over the world globally. 24 million pieces per day. That's a lot of plastic ball pens that are most likely never being used, just goes to the garbage or being thrown out, adding to the plastic problems we already have around the world. So it's a big problem when companies are going for quantity rather than quality.
And also, if I'm a business person, I'm planning an event, I'm going for a trade show, I want it fast, so it needs to be mechanized. And for mechanization, you need the volume. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling proposition towards our goal of being not sustainable.
It is. The problem is today we all need the things in a hurry. We're not very good at planning. And that fortunately means it's difficult to get things from, let's say, China, for instance, because that takes long. That makes it a lot better for companies like my own, Sprout World, that is actually doing production in USA or in Europe, which means we can do very fast deliveries most of the time.
You know, people have been talking about plastic straws for now 4 or 5 years and have switched to paper straws. And that is still only, I want to say, 500 million straws every day. The other impact is probably a little less. I don't want to minimize the other impact, but PEN has so many different components which can be a pollutant even more than a plastic straw. How come nobody talks about plastic pens? Because you have the ink, which is bad for the environment. You have different kinds of plastic, and then you have a metal often, you know, in the beginning or the end, and maybe some other parts, depending on how cute you want to make it, maybe a rubber sleeve. So how come I haven't heard about the figures that you're just telling me?
That's an interesting question. I think one of the reasons why we are talking a lot about plastic straws is that a lot of us has seen a video with a sea lion, which had a plastic straw stuck in a nose or something.
I think it was a turtle.
Sorry, that was a turtle. And that video went viral. Suddenly, there was a lot of attention on plastic straws. But in fact, I mean, plastic straws these days, I think they're not being used that much anymore. I mean, I go to my local sushi restaurants. They serve drinks, and it's paper straws. So in all this, items like the plastic ball pen has been forgotten, because it's just something we receive all the time, and then we use it to take notes, and then we throw it out, we forget it, we lose it, whatever. So it's interesting that the plastic straws has gotten so much attention, but the plastic ball pens, people are not aware how many are produced and sold every day.
So you're in Denmark. How did you come across this product? There was some research at the MIT labs.
Exactly. The Sprout pencil, which is a pencil with a capsule at the end containing seeds, which means you write with your pencil like you normally do. Then you have a stop left, which you would generally throw out. But with the Sprout pencil, instead you plant the stop. You water it the first time you water it, the capsule will dissolve in the soil, in the pot, and the seeds will come out, and you'll be able to grow it like any other plant. It can be a cherry tomato, it can be sunflower, and so on. Originally, it's an idea from three young students at MIT in Boston. I came across it when they put it on Kickstarter.com, crowdfunding site. And I thought it was a brilliant idea, because back then in 2013, when I founded Sprout, sustainability was something everyone was talking about, but it was very difficult to actually put words to or to illustrate what sustainability was all about. To me, the Sprout pencil was brilliant, because it illustrates how you can take a product, you use it for its original purpose. When you're done, instead of throwing it out, you use it for something entirely different. In the case of the Sprout pencil, you literally give it new life by planting it. And to me, that's what sustainability is all about. And it's something that both children and adults, everyone can understand. Sustainability when you look at a Sprout pencil.
So you feel more than just being sustainable, you want to pass on the message of being sustainable as part of your message.
That's everything what Sprout World is about. It's not so much the product or the products, it's about inspiring others to make small changes, small things in their everyday life, which when you add it all up, it can actually make a big impact, because sustainability can very often be very overwhelming to us as persons. I mean, how can we save the climate? How can we make sure the ice bears don't pass away in the Arctic? That's very difficult for us to understand how we can act on. But if we break it down, use the salami method, we cut it into smaller pieces, then it's much easier for us as individuals to act on and to do something. And that's what we want to do with the Sprout Pencil and with our products. That's to inspire people to make these choices in their everyday life.
So what did you do before you started Sprout World? Did you have another business or